Do you know if one group of attackers has been involved in all these cases, or several, or have you been able to identify that yet?
We don't. The arrests that we've made, there's no real connection with being one particular group. We've arrested approximately five or six people. There's been no real connection with the previous attacks. All we're going by is the descriptions and the locations and time of day.
The arrests that you made, were they all from one incident?
No, those were from a couple different incidents.
Okay, were they arrested at the scene or were the people that you came up across later?
They were arrested, two of them, and two arrests that we prevented the attack were arrested at the scene. A couple of other arrests were made after the attack that we engaged in foot pursuits and caught the people.
Do you believe that the groups of attackers are connected in any way? Are these copycat crimes, or is there some coordination among them?
No, I don't think there's any coordination. I mean, these are crimes of opportunity. The vast majority of being on the campus, we see individuals hanging around the campus, and then we'll have an attack later in the night with some of the same descriptions. So they're using remote areas, away from busy areas. They're using their ability to follow people around to make the opportunity to attack someone.
Why do you think these particular attacks are happening now?
Oh, I can't say. I can't say why they're happening now. Several years ago, we went through a similar incident, and they were pretty prevalent, and it died down, and now we're just seeing another spate of attacks.
These attacks have generally been described in the reports I've seen in the news media, and the releases come out from your department as black on white. Is this always the case?
Well, it's not the release that came out from our department. These reports, that individual reports where the victims are identifying the suspects.
Yes, exactly. We're talking. I was talking about specific reports of individual cases I was seeing.
Yeah, that's correct. The majority of the reports have indicated from the victims that the suspects are African American, and almost all of the victims are white.
The five or so people you arrested, were they African American?
The majority were. There was at least one Hispanic member in there as well.
Is this a pattern, the factor of race? Do you know if this in particular plays a role in the motivation for the attacks?
I don't know the motivation. The factor of race only plays a role in our description. It doesn't play a role for the motivation. We're unclear on the motivation. The attacks are very random. They're senseless. So I can't say what the motivation doesn't appear to be robbery or any theft or for property. They appear just to be senseless attacks. You know, the race issue is what it is. That's the description given to us. That's the description that we're working off of in terms of suspects.
What has your department been doing, you know, beyond working the crimes themselves and trying to solve them to prevent future attacks from happening? Is there anything your department can do?
Well, along with some of the other agencies we're working with, namely U of I and the county, we're saturating the areas on the weekends and the times that we think that these are going to occur. Our numbers are very high in those areas. They have been for the last 8 weeks. That allowed us, at least in one situation, to intervene before an attack occurred, and it also allowed us to be very close to some of the attacks when they've occurred, so we've been able to catch some suspects. So we're going to continue that, or we're going to continue to do surveillance. We're going to continue to saturate areas. We're going to have marked and unmarked cars in and plainclothes people, obviously, in the area until these attacks stop.